something in our church puts your hope and ungodliness of people. Come on. He is this people. Do we ever need an outpouring of truth and an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit upon our current culture and upon our current generation? And how would we know when this outpouring comes? Well, let's look at this scripture here in John, the 7th chapter. We have that verse number 37 and 38. And God will remind you that this is on that last great day of the Feast of the Tabernacles. that's powerful, isn't it? If I truly believe and understand it, that when Jesus, the Messiah, went to the cross, listen, I'm going to say some very, very bold and powerful and truthful statements right now. I want you to listen, okay? If I understand this to be true, that when Jesus Christ went to the cross, I went to the cross with him. When he was nailed to the cross, I was nailed to the cross with him. When he breathed his last breath and died, I died with him. When he was taken down from the cross and put into the tomb, I was placed in the tomb with him. When he rose from the dead on the third day, I rose from the dead on the third day with him. Sixth chapter of Romans. Romans 6. The Roman road there. Praise the Lord. Oh, take your finger there. But I need to go back to 1 Paul 2. Galatians 2. Okay? Turn the page because I'm going to come right back there. I just skipped over a very important verse. Okay? Galatians 2. And verse number 20. I'm going to read to everybody else. I don't care what translation of the Bible you have this morning. We're going to read this out loud, verse number 20. We're going to read it out loud together. Okay? So are you there? Or most of you there? Maybe still getting there. All right, Galatians 2, 20. I'm going to say, ready, begin. And I want you to start reading it out loud with me. Okay? Ready, begin. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me. suppression or, yeah, depression, whatever. I am God possessed. God possessed me from the very beginning. He had a purpose in my life, a purpose in your life. And I'm tired of the old, I'm tired of the past. I want to walk with God. He says in Isaiah 42, he says, "Good things I'm going to do in your life. Good things that I declare. But before they even take place, I'm going to tell you about them." And then God promises this. Not only is he going to tell us about them, but he says, "And I'll take you by the hand, and I'll walk you into it. I'll walk you into it." Don't be afraid to take the Lord's hand. You know what I mean? When kids get a little bit older, they, you know, when they're 5, 6 years old, and they're walking with mommy and daddy or grandma and grandpa, they look to hold their hands. But do you ever notice that when they start giving up? 10 or 11, or maybe even younger, they feel like, you know, casting my dad off, like, you know, I don't need to do that here. You know, I'm getting older and bigger here. Don't ever think that you're so big or so grown up in God, but you don't need to hold God's hand. He's going to walk you to places and walk you that you've never, ever, ever been before. I remember one early spring, the Holy Spirit had woke me up early, and just, I love this, that the Holy Spirit personalizes the Word of God to your heart. I mean, this scripture, I've read it tons and tons and tons of times, but I've preached on it numerous of times. John Corinthians, it says, "No eye hath seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man such things as God has prepared for those who love him and are called according to his purposes." That's what the Word says. But this morning that I woke up, this one early spring morning, the Holy Spirit was just like so real, so present, so at my side, that his words, even though they were inaudible, they were so loud in my spirit, and that it was like being audible in my spirit, and he just said this to me: "Your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, nor has it ever even entered into your heart yet, all of the things that I prepared for you that are going to happen, but I'm going to show you, I'm going to reveal them to you." And I just was overwhelmed in that morning. I just said, "Thank you, Lord. Just help me stay humble before you, God. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it. Lord, I don't want to put you in a box. I don't want to limit you, God. I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get frustrated in any way. I'm just going to hope and trust in you, God, and do it. Faithful." It's just like a word that came up, maybe it was last week, that said, "Dwell on the land and cultivate faithfulness." Out of Psalms 37. "Dwell on the land and cultivate faithfulness. I have been crucified with Christ." Listen, there's a great difference in being in Christ than just saying what you believe in. I'm in Christ. I was crucified with him. Now, let's go to Romans, the 6th chapter. Let's ask you to take your page. And let's just unfold it now. Romans, the 6th chapter. Let's go to verse. Go to verse number 1. What should we say then to these things? Shall we continue in sin? The grace might abound. In the last chapter, said we're sin abounds, grace is a little more abound. Certainly not. How should we abide to sin living any longer in it? But may not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even we also should now walk in the newness of life. Now, we're talking about the baptism, being baptized into Christ, okay? And there's a couple of different baptisms that when we mention the baptism into Christ. If you were a Jewish person living in Israel, at the time of Christ's death, his burial, his resurrection, and now the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and of all this evangelism come on, and you heard the gospel, and your eyes were open, and you received Jesus Christ as your Messiah, as your Lord and Savior, you'd be cut off from your family. You'd be ostracized from your family. The same is true for many, many different faiths today. If you're Muslim and become a Christian, you're dead to your family. They don't recognize you anymore. Well, now that you become religious, I guess you can't do those kind of things. Well, I never became religious. I want religion. I've been raised in religion all my life. I had a relationship with Jesus Christ that was real, that was powerful, that was mighty. And I had felt the effects of being in Christ Jesus. But there comes a time when you're in Christ Jesus, there's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to witness to unsaved loved ones and family members that don't yet know what's going on, and that's baptism, water baptism. Water baptism, you're going into the waters, and normally there's an opportunity for you to give a testimony about what God has done in your life. There should never be any shame. I know some people sometimes feel intimidated by people that might be there watching them get baptized or something like that, but no shame because of what happened in my life. Even if I can't articulate it perfectly or what happened, you should never be ashamed to just say, Jesus Christ came into my life and He changed me. I'm so thankful for what He's done, for what He's doing, and for what He's going to do in my life. Those kind of testimonies are so powerful. I typically get people through a baptism class and typically the scriptures explain water baptism. One of the ladies in our class was raised Catholic all of her life. She had been sprinkled as a baby. And so when I talked about, we died with Christ, we've been buried with Christ, in her mind she thought that when they went into the water, she had to die, literally die. So when I went to baptize her, I put the handkerchief over her nose, and I said, Jack, in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When I started to push her hand, she pushed back at me. I mean, she was resistant. I'm pushing her hand, she's pushing back. And I mean, I'm going like, push her back. And I never have been pushed out of the water. And I finally get her down into the water, and she's flailing under the water. And finally, I let her up out of the water, and she goes, something he didn't care about, this step is true. He's going to pass away and shrink up and everything else. He didn't care anything about it. He understood what he was doing, and he was putting to death the old man, burying the old man in that watery grave. Hallelujah. All the Holy Spirit's at work. He's moving. He wants to move more. He wants to move deeper in your life. Nothing that holds you back from doing it is your willingness to yield and just to be obedient. Listen, fear to bring down, God. I just need to know that I know that I know that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I don't want to just say, I believe in that stuff. I want the truth and the reality of His words and His Spirit and His life to be in my life. I don't want to come to that place in my life where I just know Christ is abiding in me. Maybe that's you this morning. If it is, you would be ashamed or embarrassed. Would you just stand your feet and just say, Pastor, I just want to make a fresh confession of Jesus Christ this morning. I just want to make a fresh confession. Just stand your feet. I'm sure I'm not embarrassed by anybody else. I just want to make a fresh commitment towards Jesus Christ today. I don't know if I just said things, but I know today my heart is saying, God, I want an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon me. I want what's real, God, in my life. Just stand your feet. Thank you, Father. Let your heart begin. Would you ever just lift your hand? Just to your side, and God, we all open up your hand. Just lift your hand and say, Lord, just let me receive all of this truth that's on my heart today, Lord. I don't want a heart that's far from you, God. I want my heart and my mind to be changed and restored right now. In the power of this moment, right here before you, Lord, before these that I'm standing up in front of today, Lord. I want this power in my life, God. I want this change in my life. And I believe for it. I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have everyone else in us to stand with those that are standing. Praise God. If someone was standing around you, would you just lay your hand on them and just, as I pray this morning, would you just encourage and strength and mercy and grace and love? Would you just reach out your hand upon them and just pray right now for them? That God would just seal the work that He's doing in their heart. Oh God, seal it, Lord, right now. Holy Spirit, I pray. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Rain down upon us, oh God. Rain down upon us, Lord. Let's look down here before the Lord. We just begin to sing this song. We turn up a little bit. Let's sing this song. And our closing song this morning. After God has done something powerful and wonderful, He gives words of confirmation, affirmation.